in late October of 1980, we escaped out of Vietnam by boat, and then we end up as a boat people. That's when we were end up in Seattle. My name is Tam Nguyen. I also own restaurants and also involved with the community. Little Saigon District in Seattle back then is an industrial area. So no one want that part of land because I was able to have that kind of rooted identity. I felt I grew up with a very connected to the community, very proud of who I am as a Vietnamese person. We left home and this is our four blocks that continue to call home. For kids just born in America, Vietnamese American, the mom, the dad, the family is still able to introduce them to what is mom and dad come from.
Yeah. Long time no see.
Yeah, I'm around here.
How is he doing?
Oh, he's okay.
He's okay.
But anytime.
So we're walking on King Street to the Little Saigon District. The Little Saigon smell like home. You smell familiarity. This is the last district, still very central, but extremely affordable for developers.
So this lot on 10th and Jackson West block been bought by the outsider. So they said they're going to build about 200 units.
What we know so far that we have 4 to 5 major projects being developed in Little Saigon District.
So with development, like as you see in media, as you see just a very cold-hearted look of what happens to the people that were there. You see people get pushed out.
My name is Yen Vi Pham. I am co-owner of Pho Bac Restaurant and creative director for Friends of Little Saigon. It was the timing when I met Tom, and then he started my ears perked up when he talked about the neighborhood. And this district is it's complex. It's like such a small area, but there's so many different characters in it, you know? And I know each store's and each person's history. I'm motivated, me personally, by the fact that the first generation set up the building blocks of a community, of ethnic community, a Vietnamese community, and it's our job to, my job personally, and the desire to uphold that.